All aboard! 1983. Synthesizers, Rubik's Cubes, red leather, and small cars that are not very good.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're live in Brainerd, Minnesota, traveling through space and time on the Fate Train. So, Doc, do you think those lost tourists are here in 1983?
Sure do. One consistent rule about hauling Fate through a screaming space-time vortex is that if you don't find something you're looking for in every dark and twisted corner of history, it probably ended up in the 1980s. Weird times. The early 80s were a rough time in Brainerd, really all over northern Minnesota. The mines were shut down up on the Mesabi Range. Duluth was in trouble. The mines down here on the Cuyuna Range were closed for good.
Look over there. Who are those people wearing bright clothes?
Well, that brings me to another finding. When you're hauling Fate through the year 1983 and you see people wearing mauve pants, it's either Elton John, Michael Jackson, or some tourist from the future.
My goodness, Kitty. Bill, look. It's that gentleman from the craft bazaar.
Oh, that was the worst craft bazaar I've ever been to. What does he want, a tip?
Okay, again, it's a radio show, not a craft bazaar, and believe it or not, I'm actually happy to see you folks. You were sucked through a vortex into the past, and we're here to bring you back to the year 2012.
Excuse me, sir, this is the year 2012.
No, you were sucked through a vortex. It's 1983. Look at the Ronald Reagan posters.
Oh, I know. We've got one like that in our yard, too. It makes us feel better.
Yeah, we tried putting up a Romney sign, but it didn't have the same zing.
Well, what do you think about President Obama?
Oh, I don't know. He always seems like some guy who wandered through a space-time vortex from the future.
Dagnabbit, I was hoping nobody would notice.
Okay, so folks, how do you explain that 78 AMC Pacer over there? Or Vaughn's Cafe and the Paramount Theater over there? And look, all around us, people are reading newspapers and talking to each other's faces. Rest assured, you are in the past, and it's time to take you home.
I don't know. I don't feel very well.
You probably are catching a strain of the Brainerd diarrhea. A rare and powerful digestive ailment, which was centralized here in 1983. The only cure is a trip through time and space. All aboard! Brainerd, 2012. We have arrived at what you call the present.
Oh, what a relief. Now we can get back to our antiquing.
Oh, look, you guys. There's a sale at the Crow Wing Food Co-op. Let's go buy everything before the locals get there. We're localvores.
Yeah. Okay, but first we have to drive around town kind of haphazardly. My GPS is on the fritz, and I don't like to drive much more than 20 miles an hour when I'm arguing with my wife.
Thank you, folks. Have a good stay. So, it looks like things are back to normal around here, Doc. Where do you go from here?
We've got to keep this Fate moving. Once I get to the end of the line, I get on the turntable and head on back to pick up a new load. That's the job.
So, if you could live anywhere in time, where would you choose?
You know, Brainerd's a great town, no matter what time you're in. But I'm rather partial to my youth, back around the turn of the 20th century. The town was growing fast, had a wild edge, always had new people passing through, sometimes staying. It was exciting.
You know, I'd kind of like to go there, too.
Well, I can't take you, but I could take him.
What?
Who?
I thought my interview was over.
Who, Chuck Marone?
You're always talking about the past, what made towns grow and become strong. You could come with. I'll show you the future, the past, anything you want to see.
Wow, I've always dreamed of going back.
Come on, son, let's go.
Well, there they go, down the line, into the vortex. Chuck's going to have a lot to blog about on Monday, if he comes back. Did anyone check if he could come back? Shoot, sorry, Christy, Chuck's family. We'll try to, anyway. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're live from the Chuck Marone Theater at the Central Lakes College in Brainerd. Wait a minute. Why does that say Chuck Marone Theater?
Well,
It's always been called Chuck Marone Theater, Aaron. It was named for a mysterious man who invented the internet here in Brainerd back in 1899.
Wow. What happened to him?
No one knows.
Wow, this town is nothing if not interesting.